This is the listening section. There are two parts in this section. You will hear each part twice. After each part, you will have a 10-second pause to do. Part 1. Listen to the recording twice. Choose the correct option from A, B or C to answer the following questions.
Honey, the basketball game's about to start. And could you bring some chips and a bowl of ice cream? And a slice of pizza from the fridge.
Anything else?
Nope, that's all for now. Hey, hon, you know, they're organizing a company basketball team, and I'm thinking about joining. What do you think? What do you mean? I was the star player in high school.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Look, I just don't want you having a heart attack running up and down the court.
So what are you suggesting? Should I just abandon the idea? I'm not that out of shape.
Well, you ought to at least have a physical before you begin. I mean, it has been at least 5 years since you played at all.
Well, okay, but...
And you need to watch your diet and cut back on the fatty foods like ice cream. And you should try eating more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you should take up a little weight training to strengthen your muscles, or perhaps try cycling to build up your cardiovascular system. Oh, and you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you're starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
Nah, I just love you and I want you to be around for a long, long time.
Now, listen to part one again.
Honey, the basketball game's about to start. And could you bring some chips and a bowl of ice cream? And a slice of pizza from the fridge.
Anything else?
Nope, that's all for now. Hey, hon, you know, they're organizing a company basketball team. And I'm thinking about joining. What do you think? What do you mean? I was the star player in high school.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Look, I just don't want you having a heart attack running up and down the court.
So what are you suggesting? Should I just abandon the idea? I'm not that out of shape.
Well, you ought to at least have a physical before you begin. I mean, it has been at least 5 years since you played at all.
Well, okay, but...
And you need to watch your diet and cut back on the fatty foods like ice cream. And you should try eating more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you should take up a little weight training to strengthen your muscles, or perhaps try cycling to build up your cardiovascular system. Oh, and you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you're starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
Nah, I just love you and I want you to be around for a long, long time.
Part 2. Listen to the recording twice. Complete the form below. Write no more than 2 words, or a number for each answer.
Hello?
Hi, is that Tanya?
Yes, Simon. Lovely to hear you. How are you?
Very well, and we're so looking forward to seeing you.
So am I.
Now, I don't have a lot of time, I'm afraid, so I wanted to make sure we've got all your details. Have you confirmed your flights?
Yes, I'm definitely coming on the 22nd of June.
Excellent. Have you got your flight number?
Not with me, I'm afraid, but I promise I'll email it. Let me make a note of all this.
Yes, do, because one of us will try to come and collect you from the airport if we can. I presume you'll be coming into Terminal 1?
I don't know. I'll have to find out which one it is.
Yes, you must. We don't want to be waiting at the wrong one.
But hang on. I'll be arriving at about lunchtime, and that'll mean you have to take time off work to pick me up. You really mustn't do that.
Look, we're not all that busy at work, and if there's a problem, I can text you when you arrive, and you can take a taxi.
Okay.
There's a really good company called Pantera.
Can you spell that?
It's Pantera. They have a stand at the airport. You can't miss it, and they're really reliable.
Great, thanks. How far are you from the airport?
About 40 minutes.
And you're near the city centre, aren't you?
We're east of it, actually. Don't tell the driver city centre because you'll really get caught up in traffic.
Okay, and I'll make sure I carry your address with me. Now, have you got my mobile, cell phone number?
Yes, you sent it last month.
But I tell you what, I don't think I've got yours. I'd better have it now, just in case.
Okay, and I changed it recently anyway. Ready? It's 07765-328-411.
Thanks. Now, what should I pack?
Well, all the usual, casual clothes mainly. Though you'd better bring an evening dress. We'll be having at least one fancy dinner in a hotel restaurant. Okay, now, when you're coming, unfortunately the weather is not going to be brilliant.
I know, it's the rainy season. I'm bringing an umbrella.
We have tons of those, so don't pack one. But pack a raincoat, a good one, because we'll try and get out for plenty of hikes.
Okay, sure. Sounds super. Just what I love. And I'd better remember to pack my sturdy walking shoes.
Excellent idea. It's pretty rugged round here, so they have to be tough.
I can imagine. I'm so looking forward to getting out. Oh, Simon, before I forget, you recommended I read a book about your area.
Yeah.
What was the name again? I'd like to read it, to get an idea of the history, etc.
It's called Mountain Lives, and it's...
Hang on, I'm just writing it down. Okay?
And it's by Rex Campbell.
Great, I'll try and get hold of that.
Well worth it.
Now, the really important things are gifts.
Oh, don't worry about that. Just bring yourself.
I know. But I'd like to get something for your parents. What about Janice? I know she loves English tea.
Oh, that's very kind, but she's not drinking so much of that these days. But she'd love some chocolate. You know her favourite.
Oh, yes. That'd be nice. I'll do that. And Alec, is he still into racing?
Very much so.
I was thinking of bringing a calendar, you know, with horse racing pictures.
What a good idea. He'd love that.
Great. So that's about it, I think.
Yes, I think so. So you'll send me your number...
Now, listen to part two again.
Hello?
Hi, is that Tanya?
Yes, Simon! Lovely to hear you. How are you?
Very well, and we're so looking forward to seeing you.
So am I.
Now, I don't have a lot of time, I'm afraid, so I wanted to make sure we've got all your details. Have you confirmed your flights?
Yes, I'm definitely coming on the 22nd of June.
Excellent. Have you got your flight number?
Not with me, I'm afraid, but I promise I'll email it. Let me make a note of all this.
Yes, do, because one of us will try to come and collect you from the airport, if we can. I presume you'll be coming into Terminal 1?
I don't know. I'll have to find out which one it is.
Yes, you must. We don't want to be waiting at the wrong one.
But hang on, I'll be arriving at about lunchtime, and that'll mean you have to take time off work to pick me up. You really mustn't do that.
Look, we're not all that busy at work, and if there's a problem, I can text you when you arrive, and you can take a taxi.
Okay.
There's a really good company called Pantera.
Can you spell that?
It's Pantera. They have a stand at the airport. You can't miss it, and they're really reliable.
Great, thanks. How far are you from the airport?
About 40 minutes.
And you're near the city centre, aren't you?
We're east of it, actually. Don't tell the driver city centre because you'll really get caught up in traffic.
Okay, and I'll make sure I carry your address with me. Now, have you got my mobile, a cell phone number?
Yes, you sent it last month.
But I tell you what, I don't think I've got yours. I'd better have it now, just in case.
Okay, and I changed it recently anyway. Ready? It's 07765328411.
Thanks. Now, what should I pack?
Well, all the usual, casual clothes mainly. Though you'd better bring an evening dress. We'll be having at least one fancy dinner in a hotel restaurant. Okay, now, when you're coming, unfortunately the weather is not going to be brilliant.
I know, it's the rainy season. I'm bringing an umbrella.
We have tons of those, so don't pack one. But pack a raincoat, a good one, because we'll try and get out for plenty of hikes.
Okay, sure. Sounds super. Just what I love. And I'd better remember to pack my sturdy walking shoes.
Excellent idea. It's pretty rugged round here, so they have to be tough.
I can imagine. I'm so looking forward to getting out. Oh, Simon, before I forget, you recommended I read a book about your area.
Yeah.
What was the name again? I'd like to read it, to get an idea of the history, etc.
It's called Mountain Lives, and it's...
Hang on, I'm just writing it down. Okay?
And it's by Rex Campbell.
Great, I'll try and get hold of that.
Well worth it.
Now, the really important things are gifts.
Oh, don't worry about that. Just bring yourself.
I know. But I'd like to get something for your parents. What about Janice? I know she loves English tea.
Oh, that's very kind. But she's not drinking so much of that these days. But she'd love some chocolate. You know her favourite.
Oh, yes. That'd be nice. I'll do that. And Alec, is he still into racing?
Very much so.
I was thinking of bringing a calendar, you know, with horse racing pictures.
What a good idea. He'd love that.
Great. So that's about it, I think.
Yes, I think so. So you'll send me your number...
That is the end of the listening section. Stop work on this section, and do the other parts of the test.